Simon Shinid Aleph, Sif Gimel. Mechaber says the Yesh Mishaymar, the Rishonim would say, of course, the list of sources of the Ramban, that if you put on the mace one of the begadim that he was wearing when he was alive, and it was taken off him, and now you put it back on him, that's the same thing as putting a kikar, a loaf of bread, a challah, or a tinuk on a child on him, legabi metal to him, legabi toto muksa, legabi toto to the carmelis. It doesn't have to be dafka, kikar, or tinuk. It could even be the clothing that he himself was wearing when he was alive. Since it was taken off him and put back on top of him now, that is the same idea as kikar, or tinuk. And Mishnah Berurah says, and no one really argues on this, the reason why Mechaber says, Yishayimer, at the Chiddush, the Rishayim say, the Rabban says, no one else really says it, so therefore, it gets the credibility of Yesh Mishaymer, but for sure this is the halacha. Sivdal, the Mechaber brings, the Arishayim will say, this is a martcha b'shem b'vigdar, that which the Mechaber the kikar tinoik on the mace, only if the mace is not wearing any clothing. But if he has clothing on him, the clothing that he's currently wearing could also be the same idea as the kikar tinoik, and you could metal to the mace, out of the fact he carrying that clothing. Now this is already not so pashit. This is Mishaymer brings the Beseisav himself, in Beseisav on the Torah, when he brings this, he asks on this, that the clothing should be bolted to him. The clothing should be bolted to the mace. Therefore, it should not be considered like an additional thing that you're carrying the mace agav. And the Teretz, the Magen Avraham says, is that tachrichim are bolted to the mace because they're going to be in him forever. But the clothing that he's wearing now, that's still on him presumably from when he was alive, or that was put on him now, that's not long-term, that's not the ultimate tachrichim that he's going to have that he's buried with, that is not bolted to him. Because since we know it's going to be taken off him in order to put on tachrichim, so therefore it's not bolted to him and it is considered like an additional thing, like a kikar tinuk. The Maisa of the Bialoch is Marech of this Teretz, is a Shver Teretz. It doesn't seem that the Mishnah Berurah is comfortable going with this Psak. Sifhei, the Mechaber says, if the place where the mace is needed, or whatever the mace is on, is that place is needed, you allow them to tal to the mace, but tilt them in atzad, by transferring him from bed to bed, from mita to mita, until you get him out of the way. Since you're doing the Tzarech Dov Ramutter, in order to have that place, that Mokum available, so then it's Mutter. It's considered tilt them in atzad, the Tzarech Dov Ramutter. This is something we had earlier in the Siman. The Mechaber speaks out clearly over here. The Mechaber also says that we should give a heter of metal de kikar etinuk is only for a mace, but not for other forms of muksa. We're more makel by a mace, it's covered the mace, also covered the chayim, more than we are by other cases of muksa. Sif Vav. The Mechaber discusses a mace hamuta b'chama. If a dead body is sitting out in the sun, and it's going to masriach from sitting out in the sun, that's going to be a bazillion, it's going to get rotten. So, what are you going to do? If you have a way to metal to, so we had already had the metaltal in the kosher way, in the way the Chazal allowed for a mace. But let's say there's nowhere to metal, nowhere to move it. There's nowhere to put it. That's not going to be in the sun. Well, let's say there's a reason why it didn't work out for them to move it. They can't move it. The reason why they didn't want to move it. So the Mechaber gives the Eitzah. He says as follows. It comes from the Gemara. He says that two people could come and sit on the two sides. Now, we're talking about cases out in the sun. It's very hot. It's going to get hot for them underneath. They'll put a bed or a bench and sit underneath them. Then it's going to get hot for them, not just from underneath them, hot from above them, from the sun. So they're going to put a mat out to protect themselves. An oil or rye, it's going to be a short term, it's not going to be for too long, just to protect themselves from the sun. Then they get up, the two will get up, and they slide out the benches, the beds that they're sitting on, and now it comes out that the machzalas, the mat that they had put to protect themselves, is actually protecting the mace. Now, to do it straight out for the mace, in general, one's not allowed to do. That chazal, we're not mater, meaning the oil or rye for the mace, but here it looks like they're just doing it temporarily for themselves, and it just winds up being for the mace. In this case, it's mother to do it. The Mishmur brings from the Magen Avraham that let's say you're afraid the Asriach mace Masriach, and there's no other solution to start bringing beds and benches people to sit on and then bring the Machzalas on top. It's not going to work. It'll take too long. There's a reason why it's not practical. Then, if you're stuck, you can put the Machzalas straight out right away, the mat straight out. But if you be careful doing the way, it's not going to be an issue of Asias oil, of making an oil. We'll start to evolve. The Mechaber says, Mutter, Lesuach HaMeis, Sicha, Mishmur explains, is to smear it with oil. That's something they would do on a dead body, since it does not involve tilt of the mace, just touching the mace, so that's mutter. Kemasiach the mace, uladicha, question the girsa, but uladicha means to wash the mace with water. Lishma akami tachtov, they take the pillow out from underneath them. You can't move the mace from off the pillow or the mattress that he's on, but to pull out the mattress from underneath him, that you're allowed to do. If that's a talus for him, shle yasriach, because the heat of the mattress or of the pillow might cause him masriach, so you want to just slide out the pillow or the mattress from under him. That you can do, as long as you're careful not to move the mace and not to be over in the Isra of Muksa directly of moving the mace.